show is probably my most favorite person in the whole wide world and America is the one and only Dave Sumrall. Stop hate. Hello, darling, and congratulations for all the work. They're out, they're free. Wow. How are you?
I am doing so well. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
That's great. Yeah, no, I'm so excited for these people to have their reunions and see their kids and their pets and their, extended families. It's been, miraculous to just see that, be a part of that. But, we still have a handful of guys that are still in prison that are still being held hostage. And the public is unaware. The judges are using Wordfare, being sticky about the language. If you were not in prison when the pardons went out, then they say, well, it obviously didn't mean it applied to you because it says that release them immediately, but you weren't in jail yet. So you still have to surrender yourself and sit in prison while they sorted out. So we're what, 10, 11 days in, and still have six different guys that are, suffering the same abuse. So it's a joyous time on one hand, and it's still painful and happening on the other hand. So we're still, not trying to rest. We're making phone calls. We're getting the activist base that we used, this whole time through J6 to call all the different jails and political opportunities that they can. Nobody's helping. It's frustrating. The lawyers are doing everything they can. These judges have to be put in their place, and these prisons and wardens and FBI, they need to be shut down. Let's just be honest. They need to be in prison. Just switch it around. Just lock the gate. They're already in there. And then we can let the other prisoners out. But I swear to you, I feel like, I sat at the prison waiting for the release that night or that day and that night because we didn't know what time it would be. We just really felt like it would be immediate. We didn't know for sure. But, it turns out it was midnight for our guys in Texas at that Segoville FCI location. And, it's some guys got out at 3, some the next day, some the next day. They want it to be as painful as possible, but, to not know what time you're going to get out. It's freezing cold this time of year all over, and guys getting put out 20 degree, with flip flops and their gray sweats. And, just being there to experience that was one thing. I got to pick up Big O, the guy that had his feet on the desk in
Oh,
Pelosi's office.
really?
Yeah. So it was great. We went straight from the big house to the Waffle House. He wanted the Waffle House. So we stopped and got some food with Philip Anderson. He was at the prison waiting with me, and we got to take Big O to dinner after that or whatever time of day. It was midnight, but who knows? He hadn't eaten all day waiting to get out. So then I got to drive him up north and meet with his family and, have that little bit of closure and knowing, that not everybody's out yet. We still have work to do, but it's just been a great experience.
What I want to do, Dave, is I want to just go back to January the 6th, 2021, wasn't it? 2021. And let's just go down briefly on what happened that day because we're still getting reports that there was one police officer killed by the violent mob. This is what the press are still saying, the mainstream media, CNN, and all the rest. They were insurrectionists. It was worse than 9/11. So let's just run down what happened that day. Let's go through what happened the aftermath, then what you've been doing for the last 4 years. And then I want to break down how you found out about the news. Did you expect them all to happen? So let's go back. January the 6th. Were you in the Capitol? Were you there that day?
I tell everyone I was the guy on top of the dome waving everyone in, which is total lie. I guess you could get up there. I didn't, but That's what I tell them because that's how
Oh.
outrageous. It's how outrageous. If you want to go outrageous, let's just go all the way. I was up there on the flag waving everybody and it's stupid. No, I was on the grass. I never went inside the building. I never really got close to the building. I had another lady with me and her husband said that the only way that he'd let her go is if I protected her. And if I didn't, he would shoot me. And I believe him. And so therefore we stayed in the back away from the tear gas and all. And I was in court so many times testifying in these trials and they would beat around the bush. Well, you obviously saw, all these things that you didn't. Why didn't you go in the Capitol? Why didn't you go forward? Because you saw these things, right? Because you saw that. No, that's not why I didn't go in. Well, why didn't you? They would never ask, why didn't you? I would have said, because I was keeping this lady back here safe. We're not going to get near the where the police are tear gassing huge crowds of people or throwing hand grenades into a crowd. We're going to stand back here and video. But no, it was a very unique experience. I think that now people's stories are coming out. They're not scared. Video is coming out. We're seeing just a rebirth of the J6, reports, which is great because now you're seeing it was peaceful for what these people experienced. If it was after 2 o'clock, there's certain times of the day that the police just evaporated from the scene and left us to have our tailgate party, and that's what it was. And now that the FBI is on the run, oh, we can't be, hated on like this by Americans. It's scary. They're mad. And well, yeah, and we should be. And we didn't have any protection. We didn't have any privacy. We couldn't sue you to quit dragging our name through the media or flashbanging our house or dragging our families out. So get ready. Get ready. We warned you. We warned you. You didn't believe
So
us.
going back to that day, how many, so people on the mainstream, sitting there watching their mainstream news, 6 o'clock of an evening, they are led to believe that it was worse than 9/11. It was an absolute assault on the country. Members of the House and Congress were frightened for their lives inside their offices. How many people were killed during the insurrection or whatever
Well,
they're
let's,
calling it?
yeah, o only four. And so let's go over some numbers and
Yes.
we'll get to that. Let's see. Let's count the number of police cars that were burned, zero. The number of buildings that were destroyed, zero. The number, so here's what happened. The police attacked the crowd, as we know. The crowd has been blamed for all the violence, and yet the crowd did not cause any deaths of anyone, police officers, protesters. The crowd didn't kill anyone. The police were responsible for four deaths of protesters that day, not including countless injuries to other police officers. One officer, I believe, blew his fingers off with one of the munitions that he misused. I'm sure that was blamed on us. Just like the gas when the police shot the CS gas into the air and it blew back and cleared out 70 policemen. I'm sure that was blamed on
Yeah,
J6ers because
of
we
course.
all made the wind blow that direction. But so we didn't kill anybody. The police killed four people. The violence was over the top, but not from the people, only from the police. And every time the police would attack the crowd, the crowd would stand its ground and then it would reset itself. The crowd never pursued the police. If you notice at the very first gate on the west side, when the police take off running, people aren't hitting them in the
No.
back. People, they're not tackling them. They're not striking. They're not after them. They attack the fence, not the cops. And then at the second push or whatever people call it, 224, once again, you see the police retreating because they CS gas themselves. You see the crowd running in the same direction because everyone was looking for air. No one could breathe. But once again, they were not chasing the police. They were not hurting the police. They weren't tackling them. They weren't beating them. Throughout the day, that is the theme, that the police attacked the crowd. The crowd did not overreact. You've seen the pictures, you've seen the videos, thousands and thousands of people and a couple of hundred cops. We could have annihilated them at any moment, however we chose. And we didn't. The crowd controlled itself, but the media and the narrative has been what's really just plagued these innocent people and turned them into villains. And now that payback's coming, the bad guys are scared. And we kind of like that because, personally,
Yeah.
for 4 years, I've had the thought in my front of my mind, not in the back of my mind, that is today the day that they kick my door in? The FBI's been to my house 5 times. I've spoken with them 3 times. And once they come to your house, when they come back, it's usually not pretty. And so that's a level of 4 years of when are they going to kick my door in and drag my family out? Please don't shoot my dog. These are the things that I was watching a video yesterday, Lou, and one of the guys, Nathan Hughes, when they were interrogating him, they said, "Look, we're going to go to your house. We have a search warrant." He's like, "Oh, my girlfriend's going to freak out. Can I call her?" And they said, "Well, we'll call her." "Oh my gosh, my dogs. Please, please don't shoot my dogs. Oh my
Oh.
gosh, please, please let me call her right now. Please, can you call her like right now so she could please, because she's going to freak out. Oh my God." And you could just hear it and see it. Or the video of the little girl, man, she's 3, 4 years old tops. And mommy, 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 why are the police locking daddy's hands? Mommy, because that dad's not bad guy. Now these kids, those same children, don't want to go near the Capitol. They're afraid they'll be arrested, or asking their dad at a traffic station, is that a bad cop, daddy? Is that a bad cop?
That's
This is
terrible.
the relationship that the Capitol and Metro Police ruined with the normal citizen and their local law enforcement, because that's not what we expected in treatment from a police force. But come to find out, they're not a police force. They're the Capitol Police. They're the Metro Police.
Yeah.
That's not a real thing
No,
now.
it's like a
And
private security, isn't it? It's a bit like us. It's like our City of London police.
it
It's
is. So where
a
we're all
private limited, but it's a private corporation, that land, that area.
exactly their own laws, their own rules, their own cover. They self, protect. And then we're looking at that like, where was the sheriff's associate? Where was the constitutional sheriff's? Where was your local sheriff saying what those men did in badges was not right? They cannot treat people like that. What happened was wrong. Nobody stood up for us for 4 years from law enforcement. So they, in turn, by not defending us because the media stole the narrative, now there's this, bad relationship between the local police. They didn't look. They let the FBI come to our homes and kidnap us and take us to a foreign land and hold us hostage for 4 years and never batted an eye, never wrote a strongly worded letter, never said, "Oh, you can't come to my town," never defended us. We had Indian reservations protect people better than the state of Texas. Let that blow you away.
Shocking,
Totally.
absolutely disgusting,
Totally.
absolutely disgusting. Now, what about support from your people in the House and the people within the Senate? Who has really been there all the way and deserves a bit of thumbs up from patriots, and stuff like that? Who would you say within the leaders of this country have been there for the J6? I know Marjorie Taylor Greene is one. Who else?
Yes, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Paul Gosar, Louie Gohmert, those three. Matt Gaetz was flaky at best, but he was there a couple of days. And listen, I'm just going to call it the way I see it. He still said the Oath Keepers were found guilty by a jury of their peers. How in the dark do you have to be to make statements like that when you're supposed to be one of our
Yeah.
lead advocates? And this has been the thing. Look, the narrative, and now we're seeing in the media that they are still to this day, folks, pay attention here, trying to whitewash J6. Now, there's only a couple of reasons to do that. First, you don't want people to know the truth. You don't want them to know how bad it was. It's like Tiananmen Square. You use the media to cover up the government's crimes, and they're doing the best they can. But the second reason would be so they can do it again. Look, we've said J6 was a template. It's not the first of, and it's not a one of. We had Whitmer, we had Waco,
Oh.
we had Ruby Ridge, we had Oklahoma, we had 9/11, we've had all these other things that the same players play the same game with the same templates over and over. It's the same people, and
It's
we've
the same with the
identified.
kids, Dave. That's exactly what you found. The same people who were involved in the Marc Dutroux, who was before Savile in the 80s. Then you've got Jimmy
Yes.
Savile. Then you've got Epstein. Then you've got Diddy.
Yes.
You look into it, and it's all the same players.
It is. Look at JFK. Why won't they
Exactly.
release that? Why won't they release this? Why won't they release that? And then you know that the Uniparty is alive and well to protect its own and build its own brand and make it that. Now that we've got people saying, hey, there's governmental waste, people aren't freaking out that there's waste. They're freaking out that we're calling them out on it. It's like, how
I
dare you?
know. Oh, that's.
It's the weirdest place I've ever seen in my life. It's really sad.
Well, we're
But, you know,
here
we.
under full-blown communism, Dave.
Yes.
It's absolutely I mean, we ain't got Trump. We have got a major problem with Islam in this country. We really do.
Yes.
No-go zones. And the government, they are covering up the crimes. They're trying to make out that it wasn't immigrants doing it. They are, it's, we're being bred out. That's what's actually happening here.
Well, I
There
can tell
is.
you that's been happening here for a long time as well, and people don't recognize that. Look, there's no easier way than just to outproduce you, reproduce you, until you're the more and more of the minority, I guess. And look, I understand. Look, demographics and changes and all these things, and what do you want to call it? But there is a certain amount of avoidability, let's just say, in you know, poisoning the water, the well, because, and I say that in the most kind way, we have traditions, we have societal norms, we have the way that we do things. It's just our history, and people don't respect and honor that. Now, I'll say back in the day, if you came to America for a better life, it was for that. It was for that, not to bring your different ideology and your socialism, communism, or your free handouts. You know, people used to come to work. Now they come because they get a check or whatever it is. And, you know, that has got to stop, the
Got
bleeding.
to
And
stop. Yeah, we've got the same
it's got
here.
to.
We've got exactly the same here. I mean, this is being done deliberately in this country. They know exactly what they're doing. You know, we
Yes.
don't have Christianity. We don't have such a huge faith base like you do over there.
Oh, they tried to destroy ours.
I know
Obama
they
said
did,
we're
but
not
we
a
don't have
Christian nation.
anybody. We don't
Yeah.
have anybody like Trump or Kash Patel or any of these people that can do it. I mean, I'm desperate. I wanted to come over for the inauguration. I said that to you. So
Yeah.
I'm glad. And if God wants us there, he's going to make a way for us. That's how I'm living my life now.
That's right.
Leaving
That's right.
it to God's hand. I'm giving it to God. But I still, I will, you need to go and find me a nice American husband, please, Dave. That's your
Well, I tell you what,
mission.
I would say send me some pictures, but that sounds inappropriate. That's not what I mean. So, but yeah, I'll definitely spread the word. I tell you, there's a lot, and you know what? There's some J6ers that have been in prison a long time. It might make it even easier. I
Well,
don't
there you
know.
go then. I'll have to come over for a quick holiday.
Hey, they'll
But
love that accent. Yeah.
so let's talk about the confirmations of we saw all of Trump's picks. I mean, I was getting so triggered watching the confirmations, like Cash's, some of the questions that were coming across, like
Yeah.
the stupidity. And I mean, RFK's face when Warren, like Pocahontas, went off.
Oh.
I mean, that's just. I mean, these lunatics, how are they still? So let me get this straight. Do they all, because, who is it? Is it Schumer? Not Chuck Schumer. What's his name? Who looks like the frog? Who's horrible?
The
Conservative.
frog.
Yeah, he looks like a bloody frog. He's a Republican. Mitch McConnell.
Oh, yeah.
Has he got a position for life? So when they get their Senate seats, are the Senate seats for life, or do they have to, each 4 years, do they have to an elected, do they have to get revoted in?
Oh,
Because
yeah.
how
It's
come he's
like
still in? How come he's
you,
still in?
that's the same questions about how was Maxine Waters such a longtime fixture, or Nancy Pelosi, or Biden, or Nadler, all these people that have seemingly lifetime appointments, that expresses to you how corrupt the political election system is in America for a district to be able to maintain that level of control long term, to where you can ignore the problems in your own district completely and go play national politics for a career. It's disgusting. Look at California, look at Nancy's
Oh.
district, and to know how much her and her husband have made, I'm sure that the communities there will appreciate the leftovers, if there are any, from what J6ers do to all these elected officials. I promise you, when you talk about prejudice, when you talk about bias, everybody's like, well, you can't do anything to these federal judges. You can't, they're above the law. They're not unimpeachable if you're talking about citizens filing charges for bias and then proving it and saying, look, here's what he said. I was never going to get a fair trial, and I want something out of it because this jackwagon threw me in prison.
Yeah.
And look, like I said, now they're trying to throw all the rest of the cases out. Some appeals were still pending, and so now the judges are dismissing these cases as fast as dismissed, dismissed, dismissed. Why? Because the appellate court said these people are about to destroy us. We cannot win these appeal cases. They have the proof now. You judges made this mess. You better clean it up now. We do not want these appeals. We will lose. So dismiss, dismiss, dismiss. And people are, unfortunately, fortunately, I don't know, taking the bait, dismissing them. I mean, I would love to see some of these appeals cases go all the way through. Stick with it. And let's just, expose them another time on another level. But the reparations have to happen. People need to get, some semblance of normalcy back in their life. You can never rebuild what's been taken. Over a dozen suicides can never be undone. You can't get your family property back, the farm, the homestead, the pets that you missed that died while you were in prison, the
Oh.
family members you didn't get to go to their funerals or visit in the hospital, the weddings, the separations, the divorces, the families that disowned you, all these things because of lies and propaganda and manipulation that was all intentional and proven. And yet the world still doesn't know it, unfortunately, Lou, because Trump wants credit. He wants everyone to think he saved America. They all voted for him, and that he single-handedly, they tried to shoot him in the ear, they tried to throw him in prison, remember? And we've been trying to say, well, President Trump, you're right about all that, but think about this. They literally murdered us. I mean, they tried to kill you. Sure, great, I understand. They murdered us. They tortured us. They imprisoned us. They destroyed our lives, from our jobs to our families to our friends to our churches, our communities. People were on the run. I mean, it's horrible to think of terrorism. And Lou, think about this, and
It's
everybody that's
tragic.
listening.
Honest to God, I'm emotional at the moment. I've got tears welling up thinking of
Let me
what those
tell
poor
you.
souls went through in that
Well,
time.
and listen, but listen to this. Here's the intentionality of it. And I challenge you all to look this up for yourself. And just, it's real simple. Take 5 seconds. And I'll tell you the word to look up here in a second. But it's the use of violence or intimidation, especially against civilians, for political gain. The use of violence or intimidation against civilians for political gain. You know what that's the definition of?
Go on.
It's the definition of terrorism.
Yes.
So when they call us terrorists, we just want freedom and justice. We don't have any political gain, and we're not doing anything against citizens. So what the heck? They've been calling us terrorists all this time when they're the terrorists. So we've seen this before. Oh, you're degenerates, you're deplorables, you're insurrectionists, you're seditionists, you're all these things.
Yeah.
And that's what they are. So
Exactly.
now when you notice, well, why have you been calling me a terrorist for so, oh, because you're a freaking terrorist. So we need to treat them as, so Lou, they found a J6er They threw him in jail. If you find one, you jail him and you wait for your trial. You know, it
Stupid.
could be 3 years, 4 years waiting for you. So what we need to do, if this was the biggest investigation in history, then we need the biggest investigation in history. And we need to
Absolutely.
catch him and throw him in jail. Catch him and throw him in jail.
What
Catch
about
him,
Ray Epps?
throw him in
Did Ray Epps
jail. No,
get picked
wait.
up and thrown
Wait
in
a minute.
jail?
No. We'll get to him in a second. But
Okay.
here's the thing. We can't wait for the trials. We have to throw these people in prison until their trials. Now, it might be 4, 5, 6 years, but that's what they did to us. And here's the reason I say that. They said we were a danger to society and they said we're a flight risk, neither of which was true. Nobody hurt anyone and nobody ran away to speak of because we didn't have the means to, because you broke us on the attorneys and the families and the no job, we get fired. So in a literal sense, they need to be in prison first and held while we do discovery. You remember that phrase? Oh, we're still doing discovery. We're 2 years. Oh, we're still doing discovery. Well, it's going to probably take us 8 or 10 years to do the discovery, but these people are an actual proven threat to society. They imprisoned innocent people and tortured them. They are the biggest threat to my society that I've ever seen. And they're definitely a flight risk because they're going to want to get the hell out of here because they know we're coming. So we need to make sure as we catch them, we put them in prison. Just tell them your trial date will be in 8 to 10 years. Sit tight. And look, I know it sounds cruel and harsh, but that's the reality of what needs to happen. And I know that a lot of these people are super old and they would never survive 8 or 10 years in prison. And you know what? I'm okay with that. Next. Yeah. I think I lost you, Lou.
Oh no, that was muted. Sorry. So Ray Epps, what's he up to? Why hasn't he been in
So,
front of the judge?
well, you know, Ray Epps is a real funny story. And my perspective on Ray Epps is Ray Epps is the BLM to J6. And here's the reason I say that. You know, BLM rallies in the beginning, of course, they weren't to burn cities down. They were protests, they were rallies, you know, and I'm sure, as much as I'm sitting here talking to you, that they were infiltrated by federal agents just like we were, nefarious people, Antifa, people that wanted to destroy things and create chaos and mayhem. I can promise you. So when you look at Ray Epps, why did he make everyone so angry? It's because they treated him differently. They did this on purpose. Ray Epps didn't do anything worse than me. Did you know I was on a megaphone saying, "Hey, everybody, get out of the way. People are going to want to see this, you know, and at least move up to the curb. You know, tour starts in 5 minutes." I was joking around because I didn't know they were going to go inside the building any more than anybody else did. But here's my thing about Ray Epps. He never said to do anything violent, ever. And he did try to disarm. He did. I see him as trying to inch forward and not move back. Inch forward. He talked to the cops. "Hey, they'll let us stand right here, stand right here." He told Ryan Sampson, "We need more people." He's not trying to be violent. He's trying to be pushy. They want it. If he wanted to go inside and do a sit-in, I'm cool with that. As long as it's peaceful. You see what I'm saying? And he never,
Was the
so they,
FBI though? Do you think he was anything to do with?
not at all. I think that the media in their not in their expertise
Right.
and the government said, "We're going to use this against all of them."
Right.
It alienated him from our family. Nobody would talk to him. It's like, "Oh my gosh, this one guy." Well, dude, I said stuff on a megaphone. Everybody said stuff. They didn't know any more than he did. And when stuff popped off, he left. Okay, now if he was part of a deal, the red smoke goes up, the people get sprayed, he leaves. I don't know.
It's
That
only because he's there and his face is so everywhere so many times
You know, I talked to
that why
Stuart
haven't they
Rhodes.
picked him up?
You know, I talked to Stuart Rhodes
Oh, yeah.
the day before or 2 days before. We had lunch right before he got arrested. And we were supposed to meet again at the moment he got arrested. And that's another story. I think they didn't want his story to get out. But Stuart Rhodes told me, he said, "David, I think Ray Epps is a big dummy," basically. Not a quote, but the reason he said he's tall, he's big. He had a red hat on. He was up front all the time. he's just an idiot. He got in too many pictures. He was up front, just trying to do whatever he did. But that's why they made him a target. And Ray wasn't thinking of what that looked like. Even if you are trying to be a peacekeeper, or if you are trying to get people to inch inside, if you're the guy that's up front on camera all day, that's dumb. You're going to get looked at a whole bunch. So he's just saying, dude, I don't think he was a violent, he was an ex-Oath Keeper, years before. And so I don't think that he was a plant or an agent or anything else. I don't think that what Ray did made a difference overall in the day. I don't think
Thank you
he's
for
worth,
that.
I
Thank
really
you for
don't.
clearing that up.
I
Thank
mean, I
you.
have a very unpopular opinion that I can tell you, not many people look at him like he was used to divide us amongst ourselves, but he was, because
They
he was,
do that. That's what they do.
if
It's
they send
what they
you to the
do, isn't it?
principal, they send you to the principal's office and little Johnny gets treated different than Jeff, that's going to cause a problem. That's all that happened.
Thank you for that. So, do you think when they come out, are they going to get big payouts? Surely they must. I mean, I do believe is every single one being pardoned. I mean, I heard. Was it Cashiers or was it Pam Bondi's? It was one of them. Oh, these Democrats, they are so disgusting. They kept going on about people writing books or something. I can't remember exactly. I mean, it was so despicable the way they were speaking about the J6ers, the Democrats. But do you think there's cause for these? Are they going to be able to get money back?
They have
But
to.
there is going to be court cases. And who will be liable to be paying that? Because it shouldn't come out of the taxpayers' pocket, surely.
Well, a portion of it should, because the taxpayers sat by and let this happen. They should have a
Yeah, that's
paying
fair
for it.
enough. Okay.
Yeah, if they're going to be ignorant enough to let that happen on their watch, yeah, they need to pay a portion of it. Now, I didn't believe that in the beginning, but after 4 years, when they never got off their butt to really, the majority. Now, if you did, I'm not, of course, mad at them. But no, I think that it's the people that did the crimes. They need to have all their assets stripped completely, properties and everything. I tell people, Lou, that they should even take their gold fillings out of their mouth, because they won't need those where they're going. I mean, that if there's justice for all, there will be some very harsh, very public penalties that everyone should remember for hundreds of years. Because you can't do this to citizens. You can't walk away from it. You have to try to make them whole. Like I said, you can't give back the lives. You can't give back the family properties or the careers or the medical school, the things that these people went through to
Tragic.
build their lives that lost it. You can't repay that, but you can sure try. And we're looking at between $15 and $20 million a piece for a lot of these
Yeah,
people.
I was gonna,
And
yeah,
I
absolutely.
think some people need more than that. So we'll see how that looks. I know there's plenty of stocks and properties and holdings, and that all these senators and congressmen that were in on the deal, and the media companies have plenty of money. There's so many people that we can take these funds and extract that pound of flesh back from.
Well,
And I'm
Pelosi for starters. Pelosi for starters.
absolutely, absolutely.
Good.
Take them down, put them in prison. They don't need all that stuff anymore. We'll just take it and spread it out amongst the good people that they did harm to. And that's the way it should work.
Now, if you don't mind, I just want to touch on everything that's going on over there. Now, you've had the California wildfires. I mean, Newsom, I mean, what is going on? What is going on? Why is Newsom still in place? Why is the mayor, that Bass, whatever her name is, Bass woman, why is she still there? The reservoirs were dry. The fire hydrants aren't working. Hollywood's going up in smoke. Then you've got reports the Kardashians have got private firefighters and all this. Then you've had these plane crashes. You've had these drones in the sky. You've had the orbs. I mean, bloody hell. Where do you want to start with America?
Oh, there's
Where
something
do we
about,
start? The fires started
yeah, there.
deliberately or direct energy weapons? What's your view on the wildfires for starters? I mean, I know it's wildfire season, but
Sure.
this was ridiculous.
Yeah, we can blame a lot of it on the lack of preparation. Of course, the underbrush, the clearing of the forest, the things that we know that they have neglected, But that's just the setup. There had to be a
Is it deliberate?
spark.
That's where I was going. Is it deliberate to bring
Absolutely.
in the smart cities and it's one way?
Absolutely.
It is, yeah.
100%. 100%. And we see this time and time again. I've called it a land grab because it
Land
always
grab,
is.
exactly. Yes, it is.
And it's even the Salem witch trials were a land grab. I mean, this is systematic of what our power system does to its citizenry. So they want something, they're going to take it, you know. And here's the thing, all this global, you know, climate change, warming, cooling, whatever it's
Nonsense.
going to do. Well, listen, they would never insure all those nice houses on the shoreline. They would not be building new mega structures on the beaches. And none of these investors would be allowed to invest that much money on something that's going to be underwater in a couple of years. I mean, people's common sense has to kick in at some point. And I hope that Trump saying that out loud, bring back common sense. People may ask, well, what's that? And how do I get some? It's about time.
Okay, now these drones. What's going on with the drones? I don't believe, I'm sorry, I don't believe this is just enthusiasts and a few others. There's too much. There's too much of it. They're not shooting them down. If they were just enthusiasts, they're going too fast. You've also got these booms going off in the sky. I got quite obsessed with listening for the booms because they
Yes.
were just, that was just insane. I mean, it was sounding like trumpets. I
That's
just
right.
thought biblical. That's all I could think. Then you've got these weird plasma light balls that were going. And that's actually, I saw, don't know if, do you know Redacted News? I don't know if you've seen the episode with his name's Aaron Forbes. And he talks about the MH370, how it went missing. And there were four orbs either side, all around it. And then it goes and it just vanishes. And this was to do with this zero energy and plasma. And that's how, it's a story I haven't told my listeners, but I had an incident
Tell me.
with God about with to do with plasma, time travel. What do you think all these bloody white, these lights in the sky are? Is it, you know, are these lights orbs, like, because it looks like they're rings within a rings, as he said in Ezekiel. Is it us with our dodgy, dangerous technology? I mean, these are the light sources. What do you think? Have you got an
Tell me.
opinion on these lights?
No, tell me more about these. Of course, I'm not caught up with as many. Where are they seeing these orbs at?
These orbs are everywhere. I'm going to send you the redacted thing because you've got to watch this guy, Aaron. He's fantastic. But these orbs, they're these white and they look like plasma spinning balls in the sky. And they're being seen all over the world. A woman took her phone outside and she zoomed into it and it started reacting to her when she's saying, "We love Jesus." It was doing this flash. I don't know, but it's very, there's just too much. I do believe God's going to make his presence known very soon. Maybe not tribulation or anything, but there is, I don't know, I can just feel it. I don't know if you can, Dave, but we're on the precipice. Like, as if we could be any more on the precipice than everything's gone on in January. But I just think we are going to have something biblical coming. I really
Well,
do.
you know, you can't help it. It's inevitable at some point, right? And we just wonder what point are we at? You know, there's a lot of end time talk. And you know, I always have to say, Lou, and I know that there's a lot of suffering, you know, going on around the world. I understand the disasters, the plagues, the diseases, the wars. There's a lot of suffering going on. But where are the Christians being killed? For the, you know, we're not there yet. And I'm
We're not
sorry
there
that
yet. I
no.
agree. I completely agree. I think we're in times like of Jonah, when Jonah was sent to Nineveh to give them 100 years. I think that's where we are. Could be wrong, but I have
I
been
do
saying
too.
this for the last couple of years that that's where I believe we are.
No, I do too. And listen, the reason we know that is we're given this last minute second chance, guys. If Trump had not won this election, if we hadn't done what we did as Americans to make sure that the Bidens were stopped where they were, and how it was allowed to be stolen in that in the first place, and that we didn't stand against, you know, J6ers did, and that was about it. And when they saw what happened to us, they said, oh, we better just let them do. But if Biden had been the legitimate president, damage that he would have done. And luckily, his hands, look, there's no statute of limitation on fraud. He can still be undone. The first thing that people talked about in 24 was 2020. As soon as he won 24, they said, they weren't even talking about 24. They said, oh my gosh, look at 2020. Where'd all those votes go? And so we know that's going to be undone. Everyone is still talking about that like it's the main topic because it is. And
Yes.
when you undo his executive orders, then you can undo his pardons as well. And I'm telling you, if pardons don't matter for innocent people and they're still sitting in jail, then pardons definitely don't matter for guilty people like Hunter or the
Oh.
Select Committee or the police that testified and lied against him. Why
Fauci.
else would, oh, Fauci,
Fauci.
all these people need to go and, have a final judgment, in my opinion. Of course, legally and lawfully, we're not advocating any violence, blah, 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 disclaimer. But, at the same time, whatever. I'm good.
Exactly. Well, that was great. And I'm so glad you've come back on to be my first show. As I say, I haven't done a show since mid-December, I think.
My
Lost the butt.
goodness.
It's been tough, but we're
Well,
back.
listen, I want people to understand that you have always been there for me. You've been a great, not only friend, but sounding board and in the know. And the things that you do in your country are so relevant here. And we've been working more and more with, the child trafficking issues and the foster system as well.
Well, I think we
And
need to do more of that together because I'm
absolutely.
coming back and I've got, I'm going to be back and I'm going. It's all about the kids. It's always been about the kids. It's
You're
the
right.
institutionalized abuse that is going on within our institutions, within our government. I mean, you need to rein in what is going on in these sanctuary cities.
Well, let
I,
me tell you. Let me tell you,
oh.
Lou. It's really amazing the way God works. And I'll leave you with this. The administration should have never put God-fearing, law-abiding citizens in the prison environment where they aren't a permanent fixture. They're not going to stay there. They don't belong there, but you put them there and now they can't sleep because they saw all the things, the human trafficking, the crime, the drugs, the sex, the cell phone, everything that you can imagine that they're doing in these prisons. These J6ers want to fix it and we would have never known
Wow.
if they hadn't put us in. So now we have an opportunity to fix this prison system, not only for ourselves, but we didn't know that so many thousands of Americans have been overcharged and falsely accused and everything else, just like us. And now that we know, oh my gosh, they screwed up because we have some really beautiful people that came out of this experience that want to fix it. We were in over 80 different facilities around the country, over 80 in 35 states. I can guarantee you, just as well as we're sitting here talking, some of those are going to be shut down. And it's going to be because of J6ers and
Wow.
their love for other people. They're out of harm's way. They could go on about their business, but they are not because they care about the people they met. And when we can bring the country together on the, if I pull you out of the water, you're not going to care what my politics is. I just saved your life and we can be friends. And
Exactly.
that's what we need. And that's what we want.
I tell you, Dave, you don't get the credit that you do. I know you don't want it, and I know you don't look for it, but you haven't got the credit that you deserve for all the work that you've done. No, you haven't. There are people being elevated up there, and they haven't done half of the things that you've done, and you've done it quietly in the background. And I think we first met coming up to the tw to 2020 when we were first introduced. That's coming up to, well, it's about 5 years ago now, 4 or 5 years ago, and you've been there. Just after it all happened as well. We spoke just before, I think, the election. I think
That's
that
right.
we
That's
first
right.
started 2020 election. And you were there at J6. I think we may have even have spoken that day at some point. But you and your team, Tamara, Mark, oh, sorry,
Daniel, everybody, yeah.
haven't got, sorry, the dogs, bloody sausage dogs. But you guys haven't. You haven't got the sorry. Hold on, I'll edit this bit. Hold on. Yeah, so I just wanted to say a huge thank you to you. for all the work on behalf of the J6ers, even though I know I'm thousands of miles across the pond. But if any J6ers hear this, get behind this guy because he's done so much for you, and he has you haven't got the recognition that you deserve, Dave, and that's how I'm going to leave it.
Well, I appreciate that. As long as I get it in heaven, I don't care if I get it down here.
You're
These
going to
people are
get well
crazy.
into heaven. You're going to get right up there, Dave. You really are. And I would really like to do this again soon. And I would really, really love to hear about your ideas with regards to the kids and the children and the child abuse. And if any of the people that you've supported want to come on my show, I'm here because
That's
this
great.
story needs to be told worldwide. These
Well, it's all
J6,
connected. It's
it is. And I would
is.
love to hear their stories. I really would. So we're here for all you Jan Sixers, anyone who wants to come on.
Thank you. Thank you for
We would
that.
be honored to have you.
Well, I appreciate that. And listen, do not leave me off of your schedule. I want to be
No, I'm
back.
back. So we're
We need
back.
to
We will
catch
do
up.
a once a month show over there, a once a month update. And then, as I say, in the meantime, shut me some J6ers. I am so happy to have them. I'll be honored, Dave.
That's
So if you
beautiful.
want to check out all of Dave's work, go and have a look at his videos. What one's doing the best at the moment? Because you've done a couple.
Yeah, there's two. J6, a true timeline. People are seeing everything happen in order. 1,000 Days of Terror is the other short film that just shows the West Side. But we've got another film coming out in a couple of days. I don't even have a release date yet. We're almost finished. It's
Oh, wow.
called Pardon Us, Justice for All, and it just explains the warfare, the judges, the bias, the raids, the media, the way that everything was literally stacked against us, and then the pardon, the necessity of when a court won't self-correct, or a judge, or a system, or the jury won't correct the judge, then pardons are necessary. So it's a real good kind of backwards looking, because everyone's kind of wondering what just happened and why. And they don't really understand. So we're trying to give that education, real solid foundation facts that they can build from. And the same we do with our evidence movies. This is just evidence about the courts, the judges, the FBI, et cetera. So keep an eye out for that. Justice for All is Pardon Us, Justice for All.
Well, I'll put that up onto Liberty Tactics. We'll have it as
Perfect.
the headline video on the front page. Dave Summerall, stophate.com. J6ers, please get behind this dude. He's great. He's my favorite person. So, Dave Summerall, Stop Hate. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sister. Love you, and I will see you again very soon.
You will just wait there and I'll just close the show. So, yes, we're back. Christine and I are starting a little new venture. It's going to be about faith. We are called Remnant Rising 17.
Wow.
Remnant Rising 17. We're going to try and do YouTube.
Uh-huh.
Don't know how long we'll last. We will be on Rumble, but we're going to try and start a YouTube.
Yeah.
See what happens. They can only tell us no again. So
Right.
the thing is, PayPal. I tried to open up another PayPal account today, and I had this big message. I'm never allowed to have a PayPal. And do you know what? It was all over because I did a show talking about LGBTQ nonsense,
I don't doubt it. I
and
don't
they
doubt it.
will not. Even after all these years, PayPal will still not have me back. So screw you, PayPal. We don't
That
need
is
you.
crazy.
It's insane. So, if you'd like to support the show and you feel led to do so, you can buy us a coffee. The link is down below. If not, we will be back. We're going to be start putting the shows up onto Patreon, some of the shows. But that's it. LibertyTactics.co.uk. God bless everybody, and we'll be back again soon.